Google is being accused of buying favorable research from academics to sway public opinion and bolster its case against government regulators. The tech giant has funded hundreds of academic papers on topics such as copyright and data collection over the past decade, paying anywhere from $5,000 to $400,000 to researchers whose work supports Google business practices. The company says the funding comes with no strings attached and that they encourage disclosure. But in many cases, researchers did not disclose that Google was funding their work, according to a new report by the advocacy group Campaign for Accountability and separate reporting from The Wall Street Journal. Jack Nickus co-wrote the story for The Wall Street Journal, and he joins us now. And Jack, according to your reporting, funding is actually just the beginning. Google even went so far as to come up with working titles for some of these papers, abstracts, and even budgets for studies they wanted written?
Right. So we did speak to a former Google employee and a former Google lobbyist who said that in some years, and especially during the most aggressive period of this program several years ago, the company was preparing essentially what it was a wish list of papers each year. And what they would do is then go out and look for authors who already agreed with Google's position, and they would try to fund those authors to try to get them to write more, because that would increase the amount of literature out there that agreed with Google's positions and backed its business practices. Mm.
There are lots of industries and sectors where this is not an uncommon practice. So is it a big deal at all that Google is doing this, or is this much ado about nothing? Is there something different about what Google does that that is raising eyebrows?
So I don't think there's anything that is exceptionally different of what Google is doing here. But what's new is that the tech industry is emerging as the big power in American business and in really global business. And with that, they are flexing their muscles in Washington and elsewhere with their lobbying efforts. And this is one big piece of that. And beyond that, what we saw in past cases was, companies, industries like the food industry or the drug companies that were funding medical or scientific research, and that in turn spurred professional standards in medical journals about disclosure. What we're now seeing is some of these tech companies are funding law professors, and legal journals don't have as many disclosure rules or formal standards for corporate funding, and so that may spur some changes in the law professor community about how money is accepted and how it's disclosed.
Well, Jack, in this story, as in just about every story, we've got to follow the money here. And I see that Google has called the Campaign for Accountability, this group that issued a report about Google's funding of academic papers, they've called that campaign's report highly misleading and, in fact, have pointed out that the group is receiving funding from Oracle, one of Google's competitors. So help us understand this part of the story.
Certainly. We did receive some initial data from the Campaign for Accountability. We did our own analysis to get our own count based on their data. So Google has its own issues with the Campaign for Accountability, but we made sure that our story rested on our own reporting.
I see. So finally, Jack, let me ask you about ultimately efficacy here in terms of Google's thoughts on how effective their funding is. Because, for example, last month, European regulators issued, a $2.7 billion fine against Google for unfairly favoring its services over rivals in its search results. And also the FTC here in the United States has also investigated Google for antitrust violations. So do we have any evidence that the academic research that Google has been funding, have they used it to push back against these regulations? Has that been effective?
Well, we certainly have evidence that they have used this research to push against regulations. We did view a letter that Google attorneys sent to the Federal Trade Commission during its antitrust investigation into Google in 2012 that cited research funded by Google. But certainly, this is not something that you're going to see a direct relationship between a funded paper and Google getting off clean from regulators. It's more, it seems to be one part of a broader lobbying effort to try to promote research and promote ideas that back Google's business practices. And certainly, no, Google has not been able to escape, regulators' ire altogether. You note a very large fine and potentially some problematic changes to Google's business in Europe. But we must also say that the FTC spent nearly 2 years investigating Google into its businesses for an antitrust, potential antitrust violations, and Google did get off with virtually few changes, and that was something that many Google opponents were upset about.
Jack Nickus is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. We'll have a link to his story at hereandnow.org. Jack, thank you so very much.
Thank you.